All right, guys and girls, we are in a down economy. People are looking at ways they can profit. I'm going to get back to your questions, but I want to also stay on top. So, number one, find good stocks that pay dividends, i.e., that's why I keep going back to, for example, Apple is a great company, was a great company, a large amount of cash on hand that's experiencing a hard time. The stock has dropped down to $220 and it pays a nice dividend along with Microsoft. So these are companies that are on sale. They're good stocks. They're good companies that are experiencing hard times that also pay a dividend. So when you're looking at a good company, you're looking at a company that's one, profitable, a company that's profitable, how much money they have on hand. Were they doing good in the bull market is one of the things I like to pay attention to. How much money does the company retain? Looking at the financials. I don't want to go all the way to the financials, but looking at the financials, buying good branded companies. I haven't looked into McDonald's since we had all of this, but McDonald's may do well because people may eat out more. They may eat through a drive-thru more, right? People wasn't really sitting down at McDonald's having a good time anyway. So McDonald's may still be doing good during a down economy. So what companies that were great companies that have dropped 20, 30, 40, 50%, still have cash on hand, still have a good business operation that pays a dividend? Why is a dividend so important? Because a dividend, while you're being paid dividends, you can put them in a drip program. So let's take me, for example. I have Apple. I have it in a drip program. I have Microsoft. I have it in a drip program, the dividend reinvestment plan. So that means that $2, $3, $4, $5, $10, whatever it is going to pay me, they'll buy me little fractional shares, right? And also, using the Cash App, I know you can buy fractional shares as well. So buying good companies that pay dividends, companies that were doing extremely well that are on sale. And another way to tell if a company is paying a good dividend is to look at their bond rating. Their bond rating is pretty much their credit score. How well are they managing debt? Triple is just like your friend. He has an 800 credit score. You're more likely to borrow money to him, right? Versus your friend who has a 300 credit score. So you can look at a company's credit score by looking at their grade. AAA is the highest, and all the way going down to single A, right? I mean, it goes down to C's and stuff like that, but AAA is the highest. So looking at a bond credit score. Next thing is looking at the sector. Number two, defensive stocks. What are some stocks out there that's regardless of what's going on in the economy that we're going to need anyway, right? For prime example, look at Procter & Gamble. Procter & Gamble is a company that makes toupees. They make pretty much everything that goes on in our bathroom. They make Mr. Clean. They make cleaning supplies. They make wipes, all type, Pampers, all type of stuff like that. They make diapers, baby diapers, because regardless of what's going on in the economy, baby diapers will be purchased. So looking at defensive stocks, you have things like Victor, Delta, Charlie, which is an ETF by Vanguard that tracks defensive stocks. There's plenty of ETFs out there that does it. But people may look at, like you said, Clorox is having a strong season during the whole wipe season, right? Everybody wants to use Clorox to wipe everything down, so they're having a strong season. So what are things people will brush their teeth? Colgate. People will smoke cigarettes. Going back to what Max B asked earlier, he said, what do you think about tobacco products? People will smoke cigarettes. People will shave. Certain things people will do regardless of what's going on in the economy. Another thing is, which goes back to consumer staples and utilities. So that may be a place to start looking at. But through my research and looking at the past companies that are looking at the past recession, those stocks didn't go up. They didn't go up in a recession. They just didn't lose as much as everybody else. So it wasn't like, oh, boom, market is going down. Boom, here goes Procter & Gamble taking off. I didn't really see that. I saw them take a dip as well, but the dip wasn't as bad as the market, the general market itself, the S&P 500. So that's number two. Now the rest of the things I'm going to take is for my intermediate to advanced level traders out there. Shorting bad companies. Shorting a bad company. Let me see, how can I explain this to everybody out there? What is a short? A short is you borrow something from some. Let's say you got a pair of skates. I use this example. Use this for example from somebody else. Let's say you borrow somebody's skates for you. Pretty much what you're doing, you're borrowing stocks for a current price for $10, right? You're borrowing them, and then you're selling them to somebody else for $10. So you're borrowing them from somebody. You're selling them to somebody else for $10. So that means you take on $10. When the stock price drops to, let's say, $5, you buy the stock back, and then you return it to the person you borrowed it from. So how it goes is you borrow a pair of skates from somebody, right? And say these skates cost $100. You borrow them from somebody like, hey, friend, let me borrow your skates. So you borrow the skates, then you go sell them to Bob for $100. You now, let's use this. Let's take this water bottle. I borrowed this water bottle from somebody for $100. I take it, sell it to somebody else for $100. That means I now have $100, but I still owe this person that I borrowed this water bottle from, right? So now I have $100. Let's say the price of this water bottle drops to $5. Out of the $100 I have, I go buy the water bottle for $5, return it back to the person, I now have $95. That concept is called shorting. Very dangerous. Why is it dangerous? Why is it only for the advanced level traders? Because let's say if I borrow this, sell it to somebody for $100, thinking the price is going to go down, and let's say if this price shoots up to $200, that person doesn't care. He wants his thing back. He wants his bottle. So now I have to go to the market and buy it for $200 just to return it back to him, right? So you get burned real bad if you're wrong, but it can be profitable for companies that are, you know, companies that are doing extremely bad, like a Uber. Uber will slide. Tesla will slide. Look at all those Las Vegas casinos that are shutting down. They're going to slide. Apple will slide, right? So people are anticipating on that. So what they're doing is they're borrowing these stocks from, they're borrowing these casino stocks, selling them to the market for $10, wait until they go down to $3, buying them back for $3, keeping the difference of $7, giving them back to the people they borrowed them for, right? So that's the concept of shorting bad stocks. You got to be careful because you can end up having those shares called away. You can end up owing people. I think that was number three. Number four, buying a call option. Somebody asked me, Prince, what is a call option? How do I use a call? All of the great stuff. A call option is buying the permission to be able to buy a stock for a certain price in the future. For prime example, let's say, let's take who's down right now. Let's say Berkshire Hathaway is down right now. So let's use another one. Let's say Microsoft is down to $140. I can't remember off the top of my head what's Berkshire price. So $140. You take $140, and what's going to happen is you're buying the right to be able to buy Microsoft for $150 in the future. And it has an expiration date. You're like, give me the right to be able to buy Microsoft for $150 by December of this year. So let's say, and you have to pay for that. You have to pay a premium, what's called a premium. You may have to pay, let's say the premium costs $500. So with that $500, you have the right to be able to buy 150 shares of Microsoft for $150. So let's say if the shares of Microsoft that are down right now, the stock market returns, Microsoft shares go to 200. Now, while the market is paying 200, you have the right to be able to buy somebody's stocks for $150, right? And then turn around and make $50 a piece on the market side if you wanted to sell them. So that's called a call option. Now, how a call option could go wrong, call options have a date. Let's say by December, Microsoft doesn't go to 200. Let's say if it stays at 140 or as it goes to 200. All the money you put in, you lost on that call option because you're not going to exercise at a lower price, right? So that's another option. That's four. You can buy call options. And also, while you see the market going down, you can buy put options to take advantage of the puts. You can buy inverse ETFs to take advantage of the market, a falling market. Now, another advanced level, writing a covered call. Now, how does the concept of writing a covered call go? Writing a covered call goes like this, right? This is, you are saying, hey, I like the company of Apple. Apple is trading for $200. So pretty much you are selling insurance. You're telling the company, hey, give me the right to be able to buy Apple from you for $200, right? Well, no, I'm getting it wrong. Excuse me. I was talking about selling the put. But a covered call. A covered call is somebody who owns Apple for $240, right? And they're telling someone, I'm going to give somebody the right to be able to buy my shares for $250. knowing that the price is $240, you're saying, hey, if it's Apple stock, I'm giving you the right to be able to buy them for $250, right? So now somebody will pay you an insurance, which is called a premium. Somebody will pay you, so that's money you're taking on, to be able to buy your Apple stock for $250. So let's say if the market continues to drop, you get to keep that money. People use it as a cash flow. A lot of people just sell covered calls. They have 100 shares of Disney for $100, and they just sell covered calls. It's like, hey, but you got to have 100 shares. You don't have 100 shares, you can't do it. So people will sell covered calls to bring in money. So let's say if Disney keeps dropping, they'll sell covered calls. They're like, hey, I give you the right to be able to buy my stock for $130. The downside is, if the stock goes up to $150, you have to sell your stock for the price that you promised, and you pretty much just lose your stock. You pretty much is going to lose your stock if the price shoots up. But if the price continues to fall, that's free money, a cash flow that you could be making to your portfolio. Now, here's another one. This concept is called writing a put to generate income. So what people do is they go out and they say, hey, I want the right to be able to sell your stock for this particular right, right? They look at Apple at $250, and they believe the value is really valued at $300. So they'll say, hey, if Apple drops to $200, they're selling insurance. This is why I was getting mixed up with earlier. They're writing a put option. They're selling insurance. They're the person that is saying, hey, look, give me the right to be able to buy your stock from you, Apple stock from you, if it drops to $200, right, by this particular date. So if the stock doesn't drop, they keep the money. If the stock does drop, they have to buy Apple at $200, which people don't mind because they're saying, I believe it's worth $300 anyway. That concept is called writing a put option, right? So we just went over, we talked about writing a put, which is selling insurance, because somebody on the other end is saying, hey, what if this stock continues to drop? How can I buy some insurance? You know, what if I own Google and what if it drops to $500? I don't want it then. So what they're doing is they're buying an insurance policy to say, hey, look, you have to buy Google if it drops below $500, right? If it don't drop below $500, they get to keep their share and they just pay the insurance off to somebody. So this is how a lot of people get rich. They're collecting money, and if the stock does drop into their range, they get to buy it. A little bit advanced level, but that's the concept of writing a put option. The next thing is, you know, we talked about writing a cover call. If you own 100 shares of Home Depot and the stock is just falling, you can look to say, hey, I will sell you my stock if it goes up to this particular price. And that way, that's a way to collect premium. We talked about buying a call option, the advanced level stuff of just betting on a price in the future. And we talked about shorting stocks. Some people like to short. We talked about buying good stocks that pay dividends and looking at defense stocks. So those are the five ways. I pretty much gave you six. Those are six ways you can advance yourself from being able to take advantage of a down market. So let's get back into some of you guys and girls' questions that are live.